What's going on? What's going on? It's your boy Duan Barino in JMP Beats. Let's talk. It's been a while. I rarely get on here, and I need to get on here more. I need to get back active. It is February. I was supposed to be really active January. I've been active. I've been putting out some instrumentals, some beat instrumentals, and you can check those out on the site as well. But I wanted to come on here and say a couple things because the fact of the podcast. I left off on some episodes that I need to pick up on. One being ear training. So let's get to that. Let's talk on that real quick. I had started off by laying a couple gems out. One of the biggest things when it comes to ear training, you have to listen to things. Like I said, you have to listen to music a lot. But the key is, one of the key things is to, when you're adding mixing into the equation, when it comes to what your ears should know, more so remember, it's more about taking away from versus adding when it comes to mixing and editing. A lot of times what you get comes in, you have to know when, like for example, you have to know when something is already compressed. Your ears must know, like, okay, how do I know what is compressed and how do I know what is not compressed? Your ears should be able to tell you this. That is very important. That should be one of the first things you should do, especially when you get files in. Take time to listen to them. See what you can study about what's already there versus adding something to it that you don't need. That's one of the biggest things that I struggled with when I first started, was understanding what's already, you know, what's already been touched, what's already compressed, what's already EQ'd, and what's not. Because sometimes you can get some stuff in that's really hot. I mean, it could already be literally mastered at a mastered level, and you may be overworking yourself trying to fix something that's already damaged. Like, I worked with an artist before where his music, you know, it lacked, you know, balance, because he was actually getting these files from, it was in a competition situation, and, well, it's not a competition really, but they were offering artists some exclusiveness to some, you know, top-notch artists that are out right now. You get the files in, and these files are like super hot, like really hot. You can't, like, it's not really much you can do when a file is like really already mastered to a level where you can't, like, you know, bring it down any to give it any value. But these are things that you must know being in a mix or in mastering environment, and you're trying to consider yourself to be an engineer. Someone said, oh, well, he may not know what he's talking about. No, it's really that serious. Like, some artists will send you some stuff that's already, like, mastered. There's nothing you can do to it. So you have to be able to know these things when it comes to, you know, when it comes to making music and being in the music world, especially when you become, you know, you want to be a mixing engineer. This for those people that ask me that question. Being a mix engineer is really tedious. It's a very tedious situation. It's nothing easy that you can just walk up on and just be able to do it instantly. It's hard. And it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be like that. I mean, you have to take the time to absorb and be able to put in the time and make it work. So that's just a short go at this again. Next time I'm going to bring in some examples. I'm going to show you some things. Let's get into a DAW and look at some things that we can look at, see, listen to, and we can go from there. That'll keep, you know, raising the bar. But I had to come on here. It's time to start getting visual with some of it. I know I hadn't did any yet that were any visual podcasts, so this is my actual first visual podcast. All right, peace, your boy Duan Barino, NJMP Beats. Till next time. All right, peace.
What's going on? It's your boy Duan Barino from NJMP Beats. I have a very special offer for you. Morning Recovery. This is a very special product. It works very well if you're the type of person that wakes up in the morning, you know, you like to drink coffee, or you don't like to drink coffee at all. Guess what? This product is very highly effective. It can work for you just as strong as caffeine can, maybe even stronger. So if you are looking for a product that gets you going just in that nature, tap this link below. It'll take you right over. All you have to do is enter in the code NJMPB. You will receive the discount instantly. Check it out.